News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR.
We were talking a little bit earlier on about the ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon and Donald Trump saying that there were great prospects in the talks with Iran. There is a time frame that matters, particularly on this side of the world, which is the availability of jet fuel. Some reports are suggesting that Europe could be as little as 6 weeks away from running out of jet fuel. Kevin Byrne is with us. He's a retired colonel in the Irish Air Corps. Kevin, what's going to happen in 6 weeks?
Good morning, Anton. I don't know is the honest answer, because 75% of our Jet A1 fuel comes from the Middle East, you know, and that's, of course, strangled now because of the situation in the Straits. But our good friends in America, which I just realized this morning, they're giving us an extra 150,000 barrels per day coming to Europe of jet aviation fuel. So they do a lot of refining over there, and they're giving us a little help out, as it were. But it's going to come to a crunch sooner rather than later, I suspect. There are capacity cuts and flight cancellations already. I was just looking at KLM now, and for the month of May, they have cancelled 160 flights, which looks serious on paper, but in fact, it's only 1% of their flights. So for the months of April, I'm not too unhappy. Things will work the way they are. The supply might tighten between late May and June, which is soon enough. And then the risk is very serious around July and August, because 2026, Anton, was going to be the best year for aviation flying, you know, in the Northern Hemisphere. We are at summer peak, so to speak, and we're going to be well ahead of what happened before COVID. So things could get hit very quickly if we don't get a supply, a supply situation solved very soon.
Now, stupid question, Kevin. If the shortage is being reported as pertaining specifically to Europe, planes have the advantage that they can kind of get around the rest of the world. So why can't they fuel elsewhere?
You have to be sure. You see, aviation is a well-oiled machine, to use a terrible analogy from that point of view, and they have to have low-cost flying to keep it cheap. So aircraft fly 13 hours a day. Let me just give you an example. I flew last Friday on a Ryanair, and we flew for 1 hour with pals of mine who were in the business. And the one of my colleagues was able to say, this aircraft flew 8 hours before we got onto it. It flew 9 hours with us, and it was going to fly 3 more hours on Friday evening last week. And that is the kind of thing you have to do to keep fare prices low. And you have to be sure that if you're going from point A to point B and then again back to A again, you have fuel for both. In the case we were on, they took fuel in. They tankered, it's called. You carry the fuel in, you carry it out. And that can be done a number of times. But if you're busy and you go to an airport maybe 5 times a day, say Heathrow or Manchester, wherever it might be, you have to be able to assure that on every flight you can top up, or every second time. That isn't guaranteed now, depending on the size of the airport. And if you're not a based airline, they may not be able to facilitate your needs. For example, a wide-bodied aircraft might need 80 metric tons of fuel, Anton. And it has to be sure that when it goes across the Atlantic or goes to Dubai or wherever it might be going, that it has that volume to get back again. Otherwise, the system is not viable. And that's where the shortages will hit us very quickly.
And presumably, even for the low-cost carriers, tankering has a significant impact on their cost per flight because of the extra weight of fuel that they're unnecessarily taking.
It does. And they've been doing this because of, they're very good at it. They've got, algorithms to do it. For example, it might be cheaper to go to a place, let's pick a place, Italy, Dublin, Italy, and you carry enough fuel to get back again. There is a price, as you say, and it's called extra weight. And you mightn't be able to carry a full load, depending on the size and the time of the day and the heat and all that kind of thing. But it works. It works very well. And it was always done on the price of the fuel at the destination where you went. Now it's not so much about price, it's about availability. Can you be sure that you can do that flight all the time? And already airlines are saying there are going to be higher prices for the fares. They will have reduced flight options, because instead of going 5 or 6 times a day, maybe we'll only go 3 times a day, and there will be disruption, because if, for example, there's a shortage of fuel at a very short notice, then the flight may not come back, and you know what diversions do. So we're at that level now where crews and aircraft are in the wrong place at the wrong time, and it has a huge knock-on effect quite suddenly on a very busy day in summer in the Northern Hemisphere.
So what does that mean for punters who are planning holidays? Should they jump now in case prices go up, or should they abandon the notion altogether in case the flight gets cancelled?
It's a good question, and I've been thinking about it myself, because there's a few places I'd like to go in Europe, but I'm not going to buy the tickets yet, because if you buy it and it's cancelled, you'll get your money back, okay, but if you get left out there or you're stranded somewhere, well, then you've got a problem, because your insurance would probably not cover what might be a war risk. So is the supply of fuel in Europe doubt to a war risk. I think it might be from that point of view. I want to go to America, but I'm not going to go now because I couldn't be sure that you get there or get back. And the internal flights in America are not guaranteed yet either, even though they seem to be reasonably okay for the point of view of supply of aviation fuel. It's very uncertain. So unless you have a particular reason to go, if you've got a holiday booked, book it and be expecting perhaps a tiny bit of disappointment. That's all the more reason why we need a solution to this problem within the next 4 weeks or so. It's gone on long enough now, Anton, and it's the most uncertain time in aviation history I can think of in the last 25, 30, 40 years. It's very serious from that point of view.
Kevin Byrne, thank you very much. That is Kevin, who's retired. Kevin Byrne is a retired colonel in the Irish Air Corps. 53106, if you want to get in touch, or 087-1400-106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.